the best of
the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Ira, Shander, Margaret en Sam van die Good Morning Breakfast op OFM. Nou, as jy enigiets op die show gemis het in die afgelope week, kies van ons beste oomblikke.
You remember when we were at school, the teacher used to give you a few words and then tell you, listen, please make a sentence with these words. Mm. Okay. So my son's teacher did it and he was extremely disappointed because she marked his sentence wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
So she asked them, listen, please make a sentence using the words defense, defeat and detail. Okay. And he then wrote, when a horse jumps over defense, defeat goes first and then detail. And she said it's wrong.
We got hold of former South African Olympic swimmer Penny Haynes to find out what she's been getting up to these days.
Penny, are you still involved with swimming? What are you getting up to? What are you busy with?
Yeah, I am involved with swimming. I actually live just outside Pretoria, but I'm involved with swimming in various ways. Since my retirement, I've been on the body of international swimming as an athlete representative. I'm currently the chair of the Athletes Committee for FINA, and as such, I hold a position on the Bureau. I'm involved with Swimming South Africa, and then I offer swim clinics internationally and in South Africa, but the main aim being the technical aspect of it, and more importantly, I think the mental aspect of it, the psychology of high performance, the motivation, all of that. I also do individual stroke correction sessions, both at the clinics and in Joburg when I'm here. And beyond that, I do a lot of speaking in the corporate market with regards to both the keynote speaking and workshops, again, around high performance mindsets, that kind of stuff.
Now, from the pool to the rugby field, 2007 Rugby World Cup winner Percy Montgomery tells us about using his charity to motivate himself.
Okay, so you use something like the Ironman for Kids that you'll be competing in now in the coming month. You use that as motivation to keep a healthy lifestyle.
To keep a healthy lifestyle, I'm doing it. It's one of my charities. I do another charity with the Kinsey Foundation of South Africa, and I actually donated my Pro 7 World Cup jersey at an auction for them. And so guys, keep your eyes on my social media pages. I've got some exciting things coming up in support of Ironman for Kids for them to raise some money as well. So, like you said, I don't know if you've got my website, it's hosted by DonorsForNickLack.com. So I've got a whole lot of collection of memorabilia. I've been very lucky to play against many players in different countries, and I've swapped my jerseys, and obviously I want some of them to keep and some of them to let go, you know. So there's a lot of people out there struggling, and if guys can get a donation or they, you know, that goes towards a worthy cause, you know.
En topspeerder Mike Bolhuis het 'n bietjie meer inligting kom deel oor hoe om te waak teen kiberkriminele.
So die raad en advies vir my aan mense is, beweeg terug na die posduif. Gaan so min as moontlik in op 'n platform. Kommunikeer met mekaar so fisies as moontlik en so min as moontlik op 'n selfoon. Hou op om aanhoudende gemors oor en weer te WhatsApp. Hou op met al hierdie kinder en geskinnery en pratery en gebruik jou selfoon vir waarvoor hy initieel bedoel was. In noodgevalle en behoorlike in familie en goeie vriende kommunikasie. En moet geensins enigsins iets versprei voordat jy nie weet dit is feitelik nie, want die Suid-Afrikaner, en ek spesifiek spreek hom aan, het so gewoond geraak as hy iets kry dan Jesus, ek is die eerste ou en sy vingers kan nie stop nie en dit moet net eenvoudig versprei word. Hou op daarmee. Doen 'n deeglike ondersoek en versprei slegs goed wat van nut is, van waarde is en van opbouing is van ons land en ons nasie en van ons medemens. En needless to say, hou op om oor en weer kaal foto's van mekaar te neem en video's en inligting van al jou en jou bates en wat jy het en jou strandhuis met jou voertuig agter met die registrasienommer. As jy jou foon verloor en jy self, nie oor die prys nie, maar oor die inligting wat daarop is, en onthou hierdie laaste woorde, die grootste sweetheart scam is R15 miljoen. Dink bietjie mooi aan daai bedrag. Die bedrag wat ek kan noem, is in die biljoene rande wat mense betaal op afpersing, sextortion, extortion, want hulle val vir al hierdie nonsens en hulle het veel te veel inligting wat aan almal beskikbaar daar is en hacking en kubermisdaad gaan nie weggaan nie. As jy na jou foon kyk en dit wat ek nou gesê het is waar, beter jy hom skoonmaak.
So vir dit en meer gemaak 'n draai op die Good Morning Breakfast blog op ofm.co.za. Maar van my kant af, Sander Potgieter, Margaret Whitfield en Sam Ludidi, ons is maandagoggend weer terug tussen 6 en 9 vir die Good Morning Breakfast, als moontlik gemaak deur Accident Angels, omdat jou lewe saak
maak. The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.